Alaskans may soon be hearing a lot more about the two chemical compounds that showed up in groundwater tests conducted last year in the community just outside Eielson Air Force Base.
Moose Creek was the first site, and then the other sites came to light here more recently. And you know, I think we're just beginning to see the extent of the problem beginning here in Fairbanks.
Pam Miller is executive director of Anchorage-based Alaska Community Action on Toxics, and she told about 40 people who turned out Monday night for a meeting at the Noel Wien Library that she expects more communities around the state will be discovering the chemical compounds known by their acronyms PFOA and PFOS in their groundwater.
I think we're just seeing the tip of the iceberg.
Miller says the Defense Department is studying 28 military sites scattered around Alaska for the presence of PFOA and PFOS. Pentagon officials said in 2014 they'd test for the substances at firefighter training facilities at Fort Wainwright and Fort Greeley, as well as two burn pits at Greeley and an old Navy site near Utqiagvik, formerly known as Barrow. They're among 664 military sites nationwide that'll be studied.
And it's estimated in the U.S. that there are at least 6.5 million people now affected by this contamination from firefighting foam, the PFAS and PFOA.
Miller says the substances have been leaked to many serious health problems.
These chemicals have such dire health effects at very low concentrations. They're endocrine disrupting chemicals. They can disrupt thyroid function. They can cause reproductive health problems, and at very low levels.
Chuck Kirshner says that describes a lot of the health issues that he and his wife Linda have been dealing with in recent years, along with some of their neighbors on the city's south side near the Regional Fire Training Center, where the firefighting foam was used from 1984 to 2004.
Everything that they've talked about tonight all falls right in my category of what problems I'm having, and her too. And my neighbor down the street has cancer, and he's having more issues and other stuff that's going on.
David Berry lives in the same area, and he says he's had some health problems, but nothing major yet.
There's a lot of other people suffering a lot worse.
But Berry says he worries about his family, especially his daughter who wants to have a baby, since he learned last year that tests on his well showed PFOA and PFOS contamination at concentrations around 350 parts per trillion. That's well above the Federal Environmental Protection Agency's recommended lifetime health advisory level of 70 parts per trillion.
These things are very toxic at very, very, very low levels.
Miller says there's a lot of evidence that the toxicity level ought to be set much lower than 70 parts per trillion. She says that's only an advisory level because EPA doesn't even regulate the substances. She says Alaska ought to follow the example of New Jersey, which just last week set a contamination level of 13 parts per trillion. That's many times better than Alaska's contaminant level of 400 parts per trillion.
So the standard in Alaska is more than 20 times higher, and New Jersey is really setting the trend in establishing a maximum contaminant level of 13 parts per trillion.
Berry says that's why he and others in Fairbanks have launched an organization to pressure the state to set a more stringent contaminant level for PFOS and PFOA. The organization goes by its acronym WATER, which he says stands for...
Wake up, Alaskans, to the toxic environmental reality. Water, W-A-T-E-R.
Barry says the group has set up a Facebook page and has an email address, and he says members are already planning to attend a meeting to be held next month to provide information about the contamination at Fairbanks International Airport. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.